So I'm sitting here with Michelle of Align Rehabilitation, and she is really growing and has something coming up on May 3rd.
On May 3rd, Align Rehabilitation will be having our grand opening of our brand new physical therapy facility. We are directly next door to Real Life Prosthetics, who has also expanded their lab as they build out their prostheses. So May 3rd is grand opening. I invite everyone to come tour both my brand new facility for physical therapy treatment, as well as see what Real Life Prosthetics has done with their new lab.
And what time is it?
It's 11 to 2, and then the ribbon cutting is at 11:15.
And so what's the address?
The address is 3435 Box Hill Corporate Center Drive, Suite C, Abingdon, Maryland, 21009.
Those of you that have been listening to my podcast for a while know that I have a really big thing about addiction and making everyone aware of everything that's going on. Well, back in March, I met two ladies and had them on the podcast, and we went ahead and put our heads together. We decided to create something in an effort to bring awareness to communities about the devastating effects of addiction, and also to spread the hope about the possibility of recovery. So with that said, this is Rage Talk.
I think that when a new year comes, that people try to reinvent themselves. And with recovery, the process of 12 steps is reinventing yourself. Because you're changing your behaviors and your patterns and your perspectives all throughout your journey. So I think that the new year is a good, not only, you know, individuals in general, but individuals in recovery maybe have like a fresh start again in their recovery if they need it.
Right. So, and I guess especially then, because that's when the new year, what's the first thing you think of? The new year's resolutions.
Yeah.
You know, and I...
But it shouldn't just be because of the new year.
Right.
It should be all, you know, you should want to
change all the
change things
right
on a daily. Like, reflect back on, like, what you could change today from yesterday.
Right, but a lot, for some reason, it seems like a lot of people wait until New Year's, which I don't understand why.
I don't know.
You want
what
a new
perspective
you, right? But if you want a new you, don't wait for New Year's to do it. Do it now, because especially with the holidays, a new you.
I said that when I was actively using. Oh, I'll quit. New Year, new me.
Mm-hmm.
But it did not work that way for me. You know, I did it when I was ready. You know,
right.
It was in January, but it was January 22nd, but it wasn't, you know.
But all right, let me ask.
I didn't think about it that way.
Was it in your mind that that was a resolution for you, though?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. Not
and I think
me.
That's where a lot of people get confused. I think they, you know, new year, new you, don't make it a resolution. Throw that word New Year's resolution out of your vocabulary.
Well, every day.
Every day is.
I also think sometimes people make resolutions that are too extreme.
Exactly.
And so a resolution sometimes can be done for 2 weeks straight and then it just fades.
Yeah.
Well, with goal setting, you know, you can't change everything at once. You have to work on one thing at a time.
Right.
So the whole, you know, premise of recovery is that, you know, you need to work on yourself or nothing else is going to work. And that's really something that I think when you try to do it all, like, I'm gonna work out, I'm gonna eat right, I'm gonna get a new job, I'm gonna move, all of those things at one time, we just don't have the bandwidth. So,
no.
You know, in recovery, with the ladies, their main focus in our house is to do what they need to do for themselves first. And like you said, recovery comes first.
Yeah.
There's a saying, it's change you must, die you will. If you're not willing to change your, behaviors, then you could, relapse.
What is it again? Changed you?
Change you must or die you will. It's harsh, but it's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, it's true in our world for sure.
Yeah.
And I think just even outside of recovery, it's kind of like you can't expect different results if you're doing the same thing every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if those same things are destructive.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you have to wake up and say, XYZ has to change, and it has to change now. Mm-hmm. And even if it's a small step. Small step is better than hard.
Yeah, people are scared of change. That's one thing that holds people back. They don't want to change. They're comfortable where they are,
I think a comfort zone can be dangerous. Mm-hmm.
For more information, you can go to our website at rageagainstaddiction.org or contact Rachel at 443-504-8488.